RX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yadi, 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 yadi,
I'm a savage. Yeah. Sassy, moody, hey, nasty. Hey.
The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1. The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. On the Monster.
On the Monster.
On the Monster.
Monster RX 93.1, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning. How is everyone today?
Yes, I think it is. It's a Thursday today. No, not I think. I'm sure it's a Thursday today. Well, and yeah, good morning.
In some, in your planet, it might be like a Friday.
It's an Urkul.
Urkul.
On our planet, it's an Urkul today. But I guess here it's a Thursday.
It's a Thursday. Okay, that's good to know.
Yes.
I have to ask you to recite the days of the week in your home planet.
Oh,
one day.
Yeah. Oh, it changes.
It changes.
Every week.
Every week. Just like your age. Wait, no, that remains the same.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, don't get that twisted. That's important to know.
Yes.
So it's almost weekend.
I know. That's the great thing about it.
I'm sure everyone misses the vacation they had last week.
It's the first vacation since the vacation.
That is what it is.
We kind of had to, like, just, you know, tiis the 5 days of going back to work or school. And it's like, yay, weekend.
Yes.
That would be great.
To rest.
But today we do have a top 10 for you. So let us thank Nina Hidalgo for the topic. We are looking for the top 10 hashtag ang hindi nyo alam. What are those things that a certain group of people, or maybe everyone, well, what they don't know.
Ooh.
Okay, so for example, ang hindi nyo alam, ako yung tumawag sa barangay para isumbong yung karaoke nyong nonstop hanggang 4 a.m. Kasi when somebody calls the barangay on you, you don't know which one. You're usually surrounded, right?
Yeah.
There's a house to your left, to your right, to your front, to your back. And if you're super loud, you don't know which side.
Yeah. You know what? Buti na lang, we didn't call the barangay. Because there was a group of people. There was a group of people that were singing constantly. But they stopped naman at like 10 p.m.
I think that's the rule.
Yeah.
Even naman in our barangay. But I think after, if your party, not just karaoke, if your party will go beyond 10,
yeah,
you have to have the consent of the houses around you. Like, yeah, you have to tell them, nah, we're going to go beyond 10. Is that okay with you? I don't think people follow that rule, but apparently it is a rule. Somebody told me that that's actually the official rule, at least in our village. That makes sense, though.
Yeah, no, it,
right?
It should make sense to everyone. It's noise pollution.
Actually, even now, remember, that was a very interesting point that you brought up. Nah, especially now, in this day and age, where people have graveyard shifts.
Yeah.
People could be sleeping at the time where you allow, let's say, you know, constructions.
Yes.
Like, for example, the general rule is, I guess, parang like, I don't know, 9 a.m. to, I don't know, 8 p.m. You will allow, let's say, if somebody's fixing something in their house, a renovation or something. But then, some people are asleep at that time.
That is the problem.
You still have to take the majority side. Kasi if you disallow that naman 24/7, how will you ever get anything done?
But it can't be like a 24/7 thing, like a constant construction.
No, no, no. I mean, that's what I mean. Like, pero for example, nga inalaw mo lang during the daytime, the graveyard people will complain, right? And it's like,
well,
what about
us? Understood. But like, for example, it'll last a week, tops. Like, they can't make it last for like a month because the person is trying to sleep and they're renting
that
to
is
get
true
their
too.
Rest.
But okay, my argument lang, kunyari, let's say construction. We're having something constructed. We're almost 2 years in now. It's not like you're being nagbabagal. Constructions take time. Renovations, I get. Renovations are usually just like, it should take maybe, I don't know, a couple of weeks. But it's not like they want... Remember, lugi ka rin dun eh, pag ikay nagpaparenovate. If it takes too long. It's just that sometimes, it's beyond your control.
But okay, here's the thing. Construction is okay because they're next door to you.
Yeah.
Like, literally a house away.
Yeah.
But renovation in condo units that take longer than a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Because there's a paper-thin wall. Sorry.
No, that is true. That is true.
So,
it,
like...
It's hard, like, I don't think they want to delay it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If you're having something done... I'm just putting myself in the shoes of whoever it is that's... Because I remember, like, we had a renovation. That took, like, a week. So, but I kind of get it. Nobody complained. But I was just thinking, look, we're trying to be as not loud, but that's just how renovations work. We have to cut tiles and you'll hear the zzzz.
But you know what's interesting?
I mean, it's unavoidable.
There's a certain amount of time like that they spent to construct or to renovate.
Yeah.
And it was like from 11 to 4 or something like that.
Yeah.
When I went and had a conversation with them, well, I may add it. I was like, would it be okay if you maybe like, I don't know, worked after 1?
Yeah.
And go on an early lunch break?
Yeah.
And they agreed.
Yeah.
Well, a couple of the days that I asked, they agreed. The other times they're like, oh, we have to rush.
Kasi remember, tatagal din yun.
Yeah.
If you remove some hours, what would take a week could probably take 2 weeks. And then they could say, eh, kasi... Sabi niyo, magbe-break kami. So, tatagal yung amount of time that they're working on it. So, I mean, it's just, you know what? Especially with condos, it's really difficult. It's really difficult. Kasi, dikit-dikit kayo eh.
Yeah.
And iba-iba kayo ng schedule. And iba-iba kayo ng mga gawa sa bahay. So, I don't know. It's a really tricky situation. Because I remember, there was this one time, I didn't have any sleep, so I had to sleep. And then there was a construction next door. And I'm like, I can't complain because this is the allowed time. And it's not their fault that I didn't have any sleep. Hindi naman nila alam na I'd have an all-nighter and that I'm going to be sleeping at like 10 a.m.
Mm.
So I just had to put a pillow over my head.
Grin and bear it.
Grin and bear it. Because wala ka talagang choice. Eh. And another example. Ang hindi nyo alam, matagal na kaming hiwalay and living our own separate lives. Kailangan lang namin itago dahil sa mga endorsements namin.
Hey, that's such a thing.
That is a thing.
Especially in like the showbiz field.
Ako, I don't judge. Kasi you have to remember, this was a contract that you signed with a product. And if kunyari, kaka-start pa lang nung campaign and then you announced na hiwalay na kayo and the whole campaign was hinging on
your love team.
Your love team, the idea that you're in love. I'm not saying that it's okay to lie. I'm just saying maybe you hold it off, you know, and before you announce because you have to fulfill certain things.
Yes.
And maybe ano na lang, later on you can just, I don't know, maybe tell your fans na, you know, we just had to like hold it off a little bit because we had some commitments we had to
fulfill.
Diba? Kasi ang hirap eh. You could get in trouble for So yeah, I mean, you know, and it's never as simple as you lied to us. No, it's never as simple as that.
Or you can always bring flowers.
Next, coming from me. Ang hindi nyo alam, I actually dislike each and every one of you. I'm just a very good social person. and I can pretend to like you even if I secretly loathe all of you. Lalo na sa office. Diba? Yes. Kasi you're there for work. Diba? Ikaga ng mga contestants lagi. I'm not here to be America's next top best friend.
No, best friend.
I'm this here to be America's next top model.
Was it? This is a RuPaul's best friend race.
Pero diba, like when you think about it, maybe you don't like them. Hindi naman sa pinaplastic, pero you'll be like, you won't let them know that you don't like them.
Yeah.
And that's called, it's also another word, it's also another word you use when you want to use the word professional.
Yeah.
It's just another word for professional. I don't like you, but I'll work with you.
Yeah.
And I'll have good output.
Very
even
true.
If I'm working with people I don't like, because it's a job that I have to do.
You have to do the best you can.
Right.
To make that job work out for you. Actually, that is the same for example, you're working with someone in the entertainment industry.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to get along. You have to find that common ground.
Hello, some of the most successful on-cam great chemistry partnerships were people who can't stand each other.
Yeah.
The one that comes to mind the most for me, because I loved the show when it was popular, was Moonlighting. It starred Cybill Shepherd and Bruce Willis. That's where Bruce started.
Yeah.
He started as a rom-com guy. And they were amazing. They were amazing. It was like number one, you know, TV show at the time. They hated every minute of working with each other. Like they literally hated each other in real life. Because that was the characters. Now they hated each other, but it was like a love-hate thing. Yung characters, ha? They hated each other, but there was this chemistry. Tapos yung that's the whole thing, na parang like, would they get together? Tapos finally, ang punchline nun, they did. They got together, it's like flop na yung show. When they kissed and had, you know, SEX, parang the next season, nawala na yung the anticipation.
Yeah, because everyone was anticipating that kiss, and right? They finally got it, and they're
and
like,
they, oh. Yeah, and it's like, ah, yeah. Courtney na.
Moving on.
But we found out later on, that they hated each other. They didn't even talk to each other off cam. Like the moment the cameras were off, they went off to their trailers and like, a-hole, you know.
Just so you know, everyone, Chico and I only talk when we are on air. Otherwise, we're just quiet.
Or like we're like, you know, giving each other
ew
gestures with our fingers. Like, no, I mean not like that. No, I mean like we give each other the bird.
What are you talking about?
Yung dirty finger. It's called the bird. We're flipping the bird.
We're flipping the bird. You're just digging yourself deeper.
We're giving each other the finger. Parang ganun.
Yes.
Yes.
The ring finger.
Yes.
Oh, wait, no, that's even worse.
You know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Yes.
There's no other way to say it. Like, how do you say the, you know, the bad finger there?
Yeah.
I cannot be.
Somebody rents bird finger. Left to Chico.
Hindi, kasi nga. Diba, how do you say it? Diba, yung pag yung bad sign. Yun, bad sign.
Bad sign.
Yeah. In the Philippines, it's called bad sign. Mm-hmm. We give each other the bad sign.
The bad sign.
Once the mic is off. And another example. Ang hindi nyo alam, yung best friend ko na laging nandito sa bahay, na minsan nagsisleep over pa, is actually my jowa. Ay, common yan.
That's so common.
Diyos ko, yung mga hindi pa nag-out sa family, and then may jowa na, and of course, obviously, if it's a gay relationship or lesbian relationship, obviously, you can pass off as like
roommate.
Friends.
Roommates.
Or roommates, diba? Or, you know, because, yeah, it's my bud, it's my best buddy. Yeah, my best bud.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on, bro, let's go. Of course, that's how you would try to pass it off as,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then, one last, ang hindi nyo alam, hindi talaga ako new hire dito sa company. Anak ako ng may-ari ng kumpanyang to. planted by my dad to sniff out who are the real workers and who are the rotten eggs. This is so K-drama.
But
this is such a K-drama plot.
But I tell you, it happens more often than you think.
Oh, really?
I can tell, like, there are some families who do that. They, you know, especially the ones with inconspicuous children.
Yeah. Like,
they never introduce to the office.
Yeah, yung hindi inintroduced to the general populace of the office.
They leave them there, maybe not to, like, scout out the rotten eggs, but to just monitor.
Monitor. Parang be the eyes and ears.
Yes.
Yung sino yung nagsasabi ng bad things about the company, behind the back. Yeah. Sino yung pagkaharap yung boss, ang bait-bait. Tapos pag wala yung boss, maldita.
Maldita.
Yun. To get the... But you know what? I think it's a little bit harder now. With social media.
Yeah, because for sure there people are
going to... I mean, at least Facebook man lang. Of course, your boss will... From our family to yours, Merry Christmas. Or syempre nandun yung pictures ng...
ng mga anak, no?
So it's a little bit harder to do now.
Or maybe hindi anak. Maybe
pamangkin. Yeah, that's true. A trusted pamangkin. You can do that. That's one of the hottest K-dramas now. Like the number one K-drama now, at least in the Philippines. Or at least in a certain streaming site. That's the premise. Like, she was the daughter of the owner. Tapos nag-new hire siya na kunyari, hindi siya marunong mag-Xerox, mag-photocopy, hindi siya marunong ganito, palpak. So there's this one lowly employee who was like, oh, let me help you out. Like, he was super nice. Hindi niya alam anak ng may-ari yun. And then they fell in love. And then he became like the husband of the daughter of the owner. Gets. Pero kasi like, when he fell in love with her, akala niya she was just some trainee, some intern.
Oh.
Right?
It's so, like very Crazy Rich Asian.
Very that. Like he didn't know. He wasn't after, you know that he wasn't after her money because he fell in love with her thinking she was nothing, you know, that she wasn't really like a rich girl. She was just this bumbling intern. So yeah. That's the initial premise of the show. But there you go. That's what we're doing today. Just complete the statement. Ang hindi nyo alam. If you want to join us, go ahead, send them all in, x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag ang hindi nyo alam in all your posts.
Of course, it is almost the weekend. We have piping hot tea coming up in a little bit on The Monster.
Tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee.
Monster RX 93.1, it is time for some hashtag tea over coffee. Today we are talking a little bit about a Doja Cat.
Oh.
Who basically posted that, obviously she doesn't like the fact that there were music that she created that is leaking. It's messed up because I wanted to pull it out myself, but there's nothing I can do about it. That's just how it's going to be. But at least I can just keep being creative and look forward to awesome things I have coming up. So she's not fully upset about some of her music being leaked. But I think that's terrible.
For me, I support both. I mean, if an artist says, you know what, people will hear it anyway, F it. I support that. But if you are an artist who want to fight and like, oh, let's get down and dirty and let's find who these people are and file the necessary lawsuits, I also support that. Because this is like, why? The artists will release it anyway. You know, you're just being such a spoiled sport by trying to leak something that's about to come out anyway.
Anyway.
You know what I mean? I don't get it.
I don't.
The pleasure you get out of spoiling.
I don't like
leakers. It's like a spoiler.
It is a definite spoiler.
For like albums, right? For music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know how we hate spoilers, right? Pop Crave. Chance the Rapper and his wife, Kirsten Corley, announced they have decided to split after 5 years of marriage.
Aww.
So, basically posted together after a period of separation, the two of us have arrived at a discussion to part ways. We came to this decision amicably and with gratitude for the time we spent together. God has blessed us with two beautiful daughters we will continue to raise together. We kindly ask for privacy and respect as we navigate this transition. So, yes, our heart goes out to, everyone who loved the couple.
I know.
And in other news, Rebel Wilson reveals she was able to negotiate a $10 million salary for her role in Pitch Perfect 3 and compared it to the $3,500 salary for her breakthrough role in Bridesmaids.
Oh, okay.
So she basically says to receive an eight-figure offer for a woman is huge. Sometimes women don't like to talk about that, whereas I don't think the guys have any issues saying they get $20 million a movie.
Well, good for her. Good for her if she received that much. I mean, it is true though. Diba, like Scarlett Johansson has spoken out about this. Like, we have literally the same lead role, but they earn half just because she's a woman.
I think that's what happened in Shameless.
Something like that, right? Even, I know, like, that's why Friends was such a groundbreaking thing. Because obviously when they started, some of them had bigger names than the others, right?
Yeah.
But by the time they ended, they all fought for equal salary. For everyone.
That's awesome.
And all six of them got $1 million per episode after that groundbreaking impasse with the producers. And they were like, either you give us $1 million each or we're walking. And they did. They got it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And totoo naman, by the time Friends was really popular, they were all on the same level already. No one was more popular than the other. So it made sense.
Yeah, I heard about the whole, like, the Emmy Rossum from Shameless.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing happened.
Yeah.
She didn't like how her co-star was, well, getting much more than she was.
True.
So that's why she left after season 9.
Mm.
And she never came back. Lastly, my queen Dua Lipa on making her new album Radical Optimism. She basically says trying to create a world in a different way. Sonically, it was about experimenting, and then thematically, it was always about resilience.
Mm.
Yeah, posting photos about of her new album. So
good job.
We love you. Well, I love you. So without further ado, that was your hashtag tea over coffee. If you want to sound off, send the hashtag with your response to RX931 on X on the Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. But let's start off with some greets.
Yes, let's say hi to a few people locked in. Send in your greets 0961-1367-931. Requests, anything under the sun, we are here for you. Saying hi to RQ, good morning. Good morning from Ronaldo Quino. Hi to Gene and Guido. Greeting the Jedi Master as well. Please greet the UP Dreamers, a D2 Run crew, and the Taraji Run Club. Happy running, everyone. Also saying hi to Mayi and John Tifian. Asana si Hazel. Well, she's not coming in today. She's not feeling good. Hi to Arlene and Melai. On the way to work with you guys, as always. Hi to Keith Walter. Good morning from Taiwan. Jet lag is real. Jet lag. Do you get jet lag?
Or maybe just maybe he's from tired.
Maybe. Or maybe he's flying from...
from the U.S.
The U.S.
Yeah.
Or Europe.
If that's the case. Yeah.
Hi to Joni Cloud and Anjali. Happy Thursday to you. Also saying hello to JPV. Good midnight from Stockholm.
There you go.
Glow Posk.
Oh, is that how it's said?
In Swedish. I don't know how you say it properly, but in Norwegian, yeah, that's how you, well, you would say it. For Happy Easter, I think it's a little bit the same. Ah, yeah, God Påsk. God Påsk.
Okay.
In Swedish, it's Glad Påsk.
Right.
Yeah, so it's two different ways of saying it. But hello, hello. Hi to Luis Silog. Oh no, Hazel Pagalinka. Hi to Red Sanchez. Good morning to Kath, Amara, Amber, and Sophia. And Butter Baby, coming home from training. Please say hello to the UP Dragon Boat team. Also greeting Pawis ni Akla. Kindly help me greet Akira, Jolo, Jello, Mickey, Nate, and all the Rushers, ACEs. Thank you very much. Also saying hi and good morning to Scheider. Requesting for a birthday blending for our Bembi Joanne Alexis. It is his 9th birthday today.
Oh, nice.
Hi also to Mommy Flory. I love you. Let's see if there's any more.
Okay, okay.
Before we... So the first one is... yeah, first one is Bembi.
Bembi.
Johan Alexis. Hi to Enrich. Happy Thursday. Pa shout out lang to my former boss, Kit Yu Huber. She's a regular podcast rusher based in NYC. She mentioned that she appreciates you guys and it makes her less homesick listening to TMR. Of course, it's great to always be here for you. Hi to Brian Musica, who says, good morning, beautiful DJs and the Bears and Chubs of Manila.
Hindi
pa natutulog dahil sa kaguluhan at naglalawang tea sa Bear community.
Oh, what? What's going on?
Nag-bleed na sa General G Twitter. Mga cheese-based, have any of you seen it?
No.
What is this
What's
tea?
What's going on? Please. Mama, kudos for spilling. For telling.
Brian, spill.
Spill. What's
Send
going on?
It over. We want to know.
What's going on?
See, apparently your cappuccino is in on the tea. I mean, well, he knows what's happening. Well, I think. He says,
please explain.
Good morning, Saber community, or not.
What's going
what
on?
What is going on? Send it over. We want to know.
Oh my gosh. Every mom, that's not exciting. Like, what's going on? Like, what's the tea? Merong ano? Like, hindi sila katulog lahat? Because it's so, like, ano, merong live component ba yan na inaabangan? Or like,
okay, okay. Gatekeeping of Bear communities.
Oh. Meaning, you don't want non-bears parang mingling with you? I don't know. Is that what that means?
I don't know. We'll see. Well, they're actually sending in more.
Oh, okay, okay.
As we go along. Well, while...
Okay, sige. While those new moon.
While the tea is getting hot, let's go on Viber. Say hello to Kara, who says, good morning. Just watched you, Marky, guesting on Kirill's podcast. It was so nice and fun listening to you two converse. Such a nice and fun friendship. Oh, I love Kate. And just letting you know, very soon we will be announcing... something. Let's keep it at that. I don't want to spoil anyone. Selective daw kapag good looking.
But doesn't that sort of apply generally to anyone? Even in like non-bear, straight, gay. I mean, you tend to... I don't know. I mean, what do you mean? I still don't get it. Like, is that just a bear community thing? I mean, I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm just saying... It's present naman everywhere, diba? So,
well, you know, I'm interested. Bear.
Maybe they'll just tell us. Yeah,
they will.
Us.
Okay.
Just tell us.
Let's say hi to a few people on X. Greeting, Renz Rufil. And Juice Blank. Also saying hello to... Oh, this is from... he posts from our photo yesterday.
Okay.
Where we were all like... What's up, yup,
yeah.
Yo. Ito nga pala yung tropa naming mga hip-hop momshicles. Gangsta bonanza.
That just sounds so wrong. The hip-hop momshicles. Like, those two words don't belong together.
Hip-hop momshicles. Yo, yippee-yo, yippee-yay.
Yeah. Ginawa mo namang country. Hello, Cowboy Carter.
Well, if Beyonce can do it.
I know, right?
Hi to Sushi Marie, who says hello. Hi to Yonte Fian. Nanood na si Chico ng Queen of Tears?
Yes, I have started. That's the one I was talking about.
You're saying is really
good. Yung parang anak ng boss na pretended to be like an intern. Yeah. Still watching. I'm very far from like parang nasa episode 4 pa lang ako.
Okay, well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why Queen of Tears.
No. Ano pa siya? Like, that's just the start. That's nothing like the plot.
Okay.
There's more to it.
Hi to Archer Gillard, who says good morning to Doc Wins. Have a great day. Hi to the average Pinoy. Thank you very much for reposting the... I had an ABS-CBN article on Mr. Universe. Greeting also Nina Hidalgo. Please say hi to Jesse and Anissa. And... Haider Sharamdara and Paolo in Manila. And I believe that might be it for greets for now.
That's right. And we've got our top 10 for today. Thanking Nina Hidalgo for the topic. Thank you, Nina. Ang hindi nyo alam. Let's start off with Designer Dad.
Just give me a second. Give me a second, Suare.
Number 10.
As a designer to non-clients, hindi nyo alam the hours we spent researching, designing. Tapos pag nakita nyo, sasabihin nyo lang, ang simple naman yan. Yeah, you don't know the work that, you know, we've said this a million times, you know, even what we do. When people say, sus, ang dali-dali naman ang ginagawa nyo, dal-dal lang kayo ng dal-dal on air. It's like, you don't see kasi the process, like you see the end result, but you don't know the work that goes into what seems like just idle chatter. But there's actually a lot of stuff that goes into it.
That goes on.
So,
yeah.
Because you make it look easy, it doesn't mean that it is.
Yeah. It's not as easy as
you know. You know, like sometimes something as simple as kunyari, those skills, like kunyari, you see somebody pole dancing, until you try it, and then you realize, oh my gosh, this is so
this
difficult.
Is tough.
Right? Because they make it look easy. So akala mo ang dali, but it isn't.
Like for example, I have a psychiatrist friend who like keeps clocking me for the jobs I do.
Okay.
I mean, and basically saying, you know, I work so hard and I work so long and I get paid a similar amount to you,
yeah,
for an event or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you know how hard that is.
It's true.
I know it looks easier. I mean, by comparison, it might be harder because you went through the whole process of learning everything you need to learn in school.
Exactly.
But it's also tough to handle a crowd and learn and research about the company you're hosting for.
I mean, it's difficult in different ways.
In different ways.
Yeah, we're not saying that it's harder than, let's say, being a professional, like, you know, like a doctor or a lawyer. Obviously, those things are infinitely more difficult. Pero gets, it's just not as easy as you think. So,
yeah. Okay. Let's see here. Ano na? Ikaw na next.
Yeah. And, hindi, kasi akala ko you're going to say something.
Oh, that's
why I wasn't. At your screen.
No, because I got the, the tea.
Okay, let's do that.
Wait, let's see here. No, because the thing is, it says, unpopular bear community opinions that would get you in this position. So it's like basically a photo of someone with blades
mm-hmm.
attacking him. And then people started posting the doors you've opening the gate. I don't really get it. Basically, people are posting. I don't understand.
Okay, we'll just get into that later.
Please send us more detailed information so that we know what's happening. Okay?
Maybe it's just that. Maybe it's just, you know, unpopular opinions about the community.
Possibly.
Maybe it's not one specific opinion. Maybe, you know, that specific community just got into that whole thread.
Maybe that's so
maybe
what
it's
it
just
is.
That.
Maybe
yeah.
it's just that.
Okay, so from Juice Blank.
Number 9.
Ang hindi nyo alam, pangiti-ngiti lang ako, pero kanina pa ako namimilipit. Kanina pa namimilipit yung tiyan ko. Konti na lang, bababa na ako dito sa bus at maghanap ng madamong lugar dito sa NLEX. Oh, that can't be fun.
No, terrible.
When you are on a bus or actually any vehicle and your stomach's grumbling, can't be cool. And coming from Al Macchiato.
Number 8.
Even if I have this really chill and confident persona, I'm really a big ball of anxiety and overthinker. Well, a lot of people are like that. You know, like they seem all put together, but, you know, there's a lot bubbling underneath. It is a common thing.
Yeah.
And for Maxim the Winter.
Number 7.
Ang hindi nyo alam, nagpalit ako ng Twitter handle kasi rushers din yung pinaparinggan ko sa mga entries. Char! Okay. Joke lang naman siya.
Hello, ume-entry lang din.
Ume-entry lang din.
Right? It's just an entry.
Yeah, I know, right? So, why? Why would you post stuff about your fellow rusher.
Of course not. It's a family.
And from the Jedi Master.
Number six.
Ang hindi nyo alam, meron akong hidden talent. Kaya kong bumunot ng buhok sa ilong na hindi umiiyak.
Oh my gosh. Oh my that's God. So tough.
I can't. You know, any plucking I am not a fan of. I once tried threading, you know, like the eyebrows. Mm. Oh, never again. Never.
Hey, threading isn't as bad as waxing.
No. Oh, well, I have never tried. I have no plans of.
You've ever tried waxing?
I have zero plans.
But you don't even have hair. How are you supposed to wax?
If I did, even if I did. Oh, I have hair.
Tufts.
In places no one will find.
Yeah, no, you have a couple of tufts on your leg.
I do. Right above my knee, I have 1, 2, 3. Oh, there's a significant amount. Maybe 4, 5. And then on the right, maybe 2. 3.
No, 3.
I see 3.
3 strands
that's
of hair.
That's a tuft. That constitutes a tuft.
Look at you. You are now a bear.
Look at me, the hairless bear. There are hairless bears.
There are hairless bears. Are there?
Hindi naman hairless, pero they look hairless. Like when you see them, hindi sila yung fluffy, like let's say a grizzly or a polar bear. Parang they seem more skinny. Meron, like the Malaysian sun bear, if I'm not mistaken, or something.
Malaysian sun bear? Yeah, I think I've heard of that.
Or yun ba yun? Basta meron eh. Meron akong parang Asian bear na... so apt, an Asian bear is more hairless. No, not that. That's a furry bear. But something else. I forgot. Kung anong species yun. Parang it's relatively
oh, this one.
Lesser hair.
Hairless bear. Can bears be hairless? There you go. Look.
Oh, because I don't know if it's a species though, or maybe that's just one specific bear that's in captivity that lost its hair. I don't know. Maybe, ano lang. Just relatively less furry.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And coming from Mike Ferrer.
Number five.
Pinagnanasaan ko ang jowa ng mga barkada ko. But only privately, what happens in my mind stays in my freaky mind. And coming from Mike Ferrer.
Number four.
Yung inuutang ko sa yung inutang ko sa yung 10K, I'm just waiting for you to forget about it. Kaya every time nakikita tayo, I greet you with the juiciest chismis to divert your attention. That is a skill, yeah, to be able to do that. And
hey, let me ask you a question. For example, you get a call from someone you've worked with before.
Yeah.
And they ask you, but they're not necessarily close with you. And nagmakaawa sila asking for, let's say, 25K.
Oh.
If
it's that big, I probably would not. If I'm not close to them. Only because if it's a significant amount, I still subscribe to the saying, don't lend anything you can afford to lose. I don't think I can afford to lose 25K at this point. And if I don't know them, there's no guarantee that hindi nila ako tatakbuhan. I mean, not that I'm thinking that they will, but there's just no guarantee. And I can't afford for them to not pay back the 25K.
So, okay.
Yeah, that would be my thing. I mean, like, you would have to be super close to me for me to lend you like that big of an amount. You know, sometimes what I do, if they're really in dire straits, I will just give them a smaller amount. Not even utang anymore. You know, I've done that a couple of times. You parang, okay, here's X amount instead. And you don't have to pay me back.
Okay. Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, no, it's just I heard stories and like, I actually gave them insight as to what you told me before, where you're like, don't lend anything you can afford to lose.
Yeah. Just in case, diba?
Yeah.
So I guess it depends on how close you are. And from the dry one.
Number three.
Ang hindi nyo alam, kunyari sunod-sunuran lang ako, pero unti-unti, nako-control ko na yung buong office. And soon, I'll be the manager. Dahil lahat ng incompetence ng dati nating lead, nilaglag ko na sa lahat ng empleyado at lalo na sa may-ari ng company. It's those like the puppet masters. Like, you don't know that they're calling the shots, but they're actually calling the shots.
Mm.
And from Queen of Deadma,
number two. Number two.
Ang hindi nyo alam, ako ang unang magbibring up ng grievances against the office to get the ball rolling. Tapos, kung sino pa yung magsasalita, ire-report ko kay boss.
Ooh.
So, it's the spy. So, you get the ball rolling, kakainis, no? Blah, 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 blah. And then, when people start chiming in, I'm taking down notes.
Yeah,
and
that's what we were talking about a while ago, right?
Yeah.
Like, the whole boss's nephew or boss's child.
Right.
Mm.
And the top...
And the top entry, number one.
Ang hindi nyo alam comes from Rice Baby.
Rice Baby says,
akala nyo first time ko kayo nakilala? Ang hindi nyo alam, na-research ko na ang buong profile ninyo down to your fourth cousins at ang employment history at political leanings ninyo. Wala lang, hobby ko lang mag-research.
Oh.
That's a little frightening though.
It's scary. Like,
when you have people who are so good at researching that they practically
know everything about
have
you.
Profiled you? Yeah.
That's really scary.
That is scary.
And to go a little bit further, I mean, not to talk about companies or whatever, like relationships, partners.
That's true.
Who spy on you incessantly, even if you haven't really given them reason to.
Yeah, although I think it's fair, like, kunyari pag mga, like, first date or somebody setting you up with somebody. I think you actually should do your homework. Like, look at their social media accounts.
No, understood.
Just research lang.
But I'm talking about, like, for example, you've been with them for a while.
Yeah.
And you have no reason to feel like they're doing anything wrong. Mm. But then you start, like, for example, checking their phones.
Right.
Right? Without them knowing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's
that's
productive
not cool.
To any relationship.
Not cool. But there you go. Ang hindi nyo alam. If you've got entries, just send over everything to x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag ang hindi nyo alam in all your posts.
Yes, next up, we have this song by Hozier, Too Sweet. And watch out, because when we go on Facebook Live, we will actually be having a guest with us today.
Yes.
Someone special. We'll talk more about that later. But for now, keep it locked only on The Monster.
The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. On The Monster.
On The Monster.
On The Monster.
Monster RX 93.1, and hello everyone. It is time for the top 10. Before we actually get into meeting our guest in a little bit, very excited for him to come in.
Exactly.
We have a Thai superstar coming in. Very, very excited to see what he has in store for all of us today. But before that, let's get to the top 10.
Let's do some greets first.
Say hi to a few people. A greeting, Willie the Man. Go, Chico. I wasn't able to stop watching Queen of Tears and looking forward to the new episodes. The story becomes more interesting, more drama. That's, you know what? Maybe I should try to get into some K-drama soon. Because, like, I'm super into Physical 100.
I'm
so excited to watch the next few episodes, which come out. It came out yesterday, I think. So, excited to get into that. Good morning to Roselle Carlos. I would like to say, greet my husband, Keith Mark. A happy birthday. Have a safe flight. So again, that's Keith Mark. And happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Keith Mark.
Happy birthday to you. Pati yung isa, hindi natin
nakalimutan.
Yung last
ko.
Teka. You said
hanapin
we were going
ko.
To...
Yeah. Kasi ang dami ng mga messages eh. Everyone sending messages in to 0961-1367-931. Thank you so much for all the messages. We'll get to the other greet in a bit. Sorry about that. Saying hi to Justin Sayana. And Lilo Boy, good morning. Beautiful DJs. Carlo Lozada. Gabrielle Imenzo, hello to Angeli. When is TMR watch list? Actually, that happens on Fridays. So send in yours And we will talk about that tomorrow. Hashtag TMR watch list. Remember to do that so we can read yours out online and on air. Hi to Yonte Fian. Also saying hi to Jennifer Espiritu. Good morning, guys. Thank you for making every morning a happy morning. Love you guys. Rhyme and Reason is tuned in, as well as Brian Mark, who keeps us updated on the whole tea about the bear tea, which is basically like a gatekeeping thing, I guess. They're well, you can check it out on X. Hi to Enrich. Happy Thursday. A shout out lang to all of us, and thank you so much for playing Jolene.
Of course.
Magdangal. Char.
Yes. That's true. Yeah. This is a true story, though. This was originally by Dolly Parton, and there was an actual Jolene who tried to steal her husband away from her. And that's the inspiration for the song.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did not know this. Hey, you learn new things every day. Nedge says, Thai superstar? Who?
Well, you'll find out and tune in on our Facebook Live.
You know, I'd like to send a peach emoji.
Right?
Yeah. Mm. Who knows? Maybe it has something to do with that. And with that, that is it for greets.
Okay, so here we go. Let's do the top 10 courtesy of Nina Hidalgo. Ang hindi nyo alam. Let's start off with, let me see here, Wildfire.
Number 10.
Ang hindi nyo alam, malamang mas lalong hindi ko alam. Kasi I'm always the last to know.
Yes.
You know, there really are people like that. When it comes to, like, you know what, TBH, I'm always the last to know with, like, real people chismis. I'm very up to date with, like, showbiz, Hollywood chismis. Pero, like,
When it comes to
like, kunyari, what happens at the office?
Humans.
What happens to, like, friends and family? Parang I'm usually one of the very last to find out na, oh, si ganito, tsaka si ganyan. Wala na sila. Ano, kailan pa?
Seriously?
Like, I'm always, like, the last to know.
But when it comes to chismes.
Pero when it comes to, like, online
chismes
stuff. Oh, my gosh. Like, I am, like,
the first to know.
You can come to me for, like, information. You know, because, like, I'm always on X. But it's different when it's, because I'm not machismis, like, unless they tell me, like, I'm not that, uy, ano na yung nangyari kay ganyan? I'm not very that.
Yeah.
But I do get into deep dives on X.
And not just that, we have a lot of favorite chismoso rushers who send us messages.
True.
So, like, we know exactly what's happening every day.
It is true.
Every morning.
That's true. And from Rice Rice Baby.
Number 9.
Akala nyo lutong bahay ang potluck contribution ko. Ang hindi nyo alam, pinaluto ko yan sa private chef namin para bida-bida ang dala kong food sa party. You know, there are many cases of this. Not so much na potluck, but sometimes when you're impressing a date,
yeah,
you actually buy food from a restaurant and then you tell them that you made it yourself. People have done this.
I've seen it.
Ang mahirap when they are regulars dun sa restaurant na pinagkunan mo ng food. I am telling you, if you serve me food that I order regularly in certain restaurants, yung mga favorites ko, oh, I would know that that's from that restaurant. Diba? Like, I'm pretty sure you can identify by taste specific food items.
Listen, CSO, kasi na-try mo, diba?
Mm.
Yung watermelon sinigang.
Yeah.
I thought that was from that one place that we always eat at. Thought downstairs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, uy. Sabi niya, hindi, akong gumawa.
Yeah, yeah.
So there are times when they can actually emulate.
That's true too.
And you think it's the same thing, but it's a, you know, it's a different flavor. And it's them who made it. Like,
yeah,
they probably, like, tasted it and they said, this requires this, that, and the other. And
yeah,
it tastes the same.
Yeah. It's like you know how, like, on YouTube there are a lot of recipes you can actually get. Now, like, if you want the fried chicken of blank restaurant, this is how you can come very close to it. If you like the lasagna of this restaurant, then this is how you do it. Yeah, they do have a lot. They kind of like, if you're very good at it, you can sort of approximate a very popular recipe.
That's why they call it YouTube University.
Yep, exactly.
Right? Learn everything there, or now TikTok University. Right?
And from Al Macchiato.
Number eight.
I laugh off all of your jokes at my expense, but I will never forget. Shout out kay Christine na sinabing parang witch yung tawa ko back in 2011. My gosh. Let it go, Al Macchiato. Let it go. That was probably some throwaway comment. You know that. Yeah.
Move on.
Let's move on to that. Patawarin mo na si Christine. Malamang naman hindi niya sinasadyang to slight you.
Although I have to say, there are times when I remember people say certain things about me in the past when I run into them, like years later. And there's still a part of me that still remembers. There's still like a little bit of a scar.
But you know what? Probably these are people that you, na probably yun lang yung encounter mo with them. Like, you probably don't have a lot of encounters with them. Kaya yun yung lumilitaw.
Especially kung yan yung first encounter yun, mo with
exactly.
them.
Tapos kunyari you never met them again.
Yeah.
Siyempre yun yung maaalala mo.
Like, diba? For example, diba, I keep telling you about this one showbiz personality that I ran into one day. He called me old, he called me fat, he called me all sorts of things.
Horrible.
Yeah. Which was back in the day, like, I don't know, when he was like 21, 22. Now we're okay, theoretically. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But there's just always a part of me that's like, whenever something happens in this person's life, I'm always like, reveling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like something negative, I'm just like, I don't mean to be the one to say it, but deserve.
No, because it's true. And lalo na nga, I guess the only way it'll be erased if you become friends.
Yeah.
Yung kunyari, you become like legit friends. It's something that you'll probably just laugh about. Para alala mo noon, first time ko na kilala, walang yaka, tinawag mo kong ganito. Sorry, blah, blah. And it's all good, right? But if, let's say, you never graduated from that shady comment, and you just became
acquaintances.
I really think you will remember. Medyo may konting planting grudges is never fun. Medyo you will hold a grudge.
But it happens.
It really happens.
I'm just saying, like, you know, so Al Macchiato, we understand where you're coming from.
I super get it. Like, especially if it's, kasi pag kunyari, they criticize you about something that you're not really particular about. Kunyari, you make fun of my clothes. I don't care because I'm not really a fashion kind of guy, right?
Yeah.
But if, let's say, you make fun of something that I pride myself in.
Like what you...
Kunyari, like about the way I talk.
Your radio
about,
DJing
about
skills.
My intelligence. I'd probably feel very offended because I'd like to think I'm smart. I'd like to think I'm very eloquent. So if you say something about something that I'm very proud of, that's a different story.
Yeah.
But if you say, oh, sandals ka na naman tsaka cargo shorts. You know, it's all good. You
probably
can shade
just laugh
me as
at
much
yourself.
Because I'd be like, where's the line?
I mean, truth.
Right?
Truth bombs.
Truth bombs. And I'd probably laugh with you. Baka nga gatungan ko pa eh.
You'd probably be like, yes, diba? Okay, I dress like a lesbian.
Yes. And proud of it. But you know what I mean? Like, I do get it. Sometimes you attach a shady comment to an acquaintance, and sometimes life makes your paths cross again, and then you dig deeper into each other's personalities, and you're like, you're okay naman pala. I thought you were like a horrible person because of what you said.
You know what? Interestingly enough, I have a friend like that, who my first interaction with him was just so bad.
Yeah.
That until today, we're super close.
Yeah.
Like, super close now.
Yeah.
But until today, it is brought up in conversation. Remember that first time na pumasok ka sa bahay ko and tinanong mo ako kung bakla ko?
Okay, so we'll see you tomorrow. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. Bye, guys. We'll see you on Friday. morning ka naman bago ka mag... Nakakashock naman yung mga pasabog mo.
No, it was a party. No, oh. This is a super good friend. Until today. Like, yeah. We've been friends now for 14 years. Yeah. But until today, that is brought up.
But see, that's what I mean. Like, you bring it up for a laugh.
Yeah.
You're not bringing it up as a grudge.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Kasi nga, you've graduated from there. You've built a relationship outside of that comment. As opposed to, tinanong ka kung yun na nga. Tapos kunyari, hindi na kayo nagkita ulit. And then like, you'll see each other after 5-10 years. You'll remember that comment, right?
That was my question to him. Because I was coming from Switzerland.
Yeah.
And you know, there, everyone's just very, whoever, themselves.
That's a hot Twitter thing now.
What?
Have you seen it? There's this guy. This is something I was watching when you walked in. Hindi mo ba narinig yung pinapanood ko video?
No.
Apparently, there's this guy. And then, it's, I guess, like the bear thing.
Oh, okay.
They were saying, parang the guy kasi was saying, na parang like, is it just me? Or like, is it off when you meet somebody for the first time, and then they start referring to you as Bucks?
Oh, I heard that.
yung kunyari, wala naman tayo. Wala naman tayong revelation. Hindi naman ako, like, ano. Tapos yung kunyari, we just met each other. Ay, naku, box. Alam mo, excuse me. Even if you're not in the closet, parang ang point lang niya, ang presko.
Yeah.
Like, you're a little too comfortable.
And I mean,
if you call me or ate or B or, you know, like, usually these are things you say to your barkada.
Yeah.
Or to somebody you're close to. So, ang point lang naman niya is, even if I'm very gay presenting, it's not an excuse for you to start calling me backs.
Until you're tayo close. Super close. Yeah.
But a lot of people were like saying the opposite. Na parang, ano naman yun? It's actually a term of endearment. So
yeah.
Again, it's just a discussion on X. That's.
There are a lot of discussions on
yes.
X. Like, for
yes.
example, Hazel's been sending us videos
of
the whole, like, cringy moments on TV.
That's true. Oh, that's my favorite. Oh, I have a collection.
Deep dive.
I have a collection. And coming from Galactus Intolerance.
Number seven.
Yung akala nyong strong, independent person in the public eye is actually a broken, constrained, babebe individual in private. Oh, there's so many of those. Again, like we said, what you see on the surface is not always what's bubbling under.
Yeah.
There is usually like an underground river raging underneath every person's calm exterior.
That smile,
that shrug of a shoulder. You don't know what's going on underneath. That's why they always say, you know what? Just be nice to everyone.
Be kind
to
everyone.
Even when they're not nice to you, because you don't know what they're going through inside.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because everyone has their struggles. And, you know, if you think that someone is always smiling on
right?
the outside, who knows what they're going through. Exactly.
And from Jedi Master.
Number six.
Ang hindi nyo alam, I've been in cruise control for over 6 months now. Trying to find a new purpose in life.
Mm.
Sometimes when life derails you, diba, we usually have a path that we want to go on. Or we are on a path. And then life derails you. And then, parang si Jedi Master, diba, yung like when he found out that he couldn't really run anymore. And that was his passion at the time. Yung parang you feel like, where do I go? This was my path. I mean, I don't even know where to go from here. So yeah, sometimes it takes months, sometimes years to find a new path to go on.
Yeah.
And to find that kind of purpose again. But you know what? Don't fret. Don't rush it. Kasi minsan, you know, it happens organically. You can't force yourself to be on a path just because you have to be on one. Yeah.
Everyone has their own path, right?
Everyone has their own schedule. Everyone has their own timeline. You don't have to be pressured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for example, when you have a certain path that you're going on and you want to focus on, let's say, corporate work.
Yeah.
But your passion is in music or whatever.
Exactly.
Maybe in a couple of years, you decide, hey, I'm quitting my job. Like, for example, our choreographer.
Yeah.
He said he did corporate for one day. And he said, nope, this is not the way I'm supposed to go.
I know so many people like this.
The next day audition, got in Miss Saigon, Germany.
Right.
And then now he's doing what he loves every single day.
See, good for him.
It's one of those things. Or the opposite way. Like, for example, my friend Guji,
yeah,
who started off in showbiz and decided, hey, maybe this is for me, but yeah, I need to make money. So started corporate.
And some of the best success stories happen after a derailment.
Yeah.
You know, like, had you not failed at X, you wouldn't have been such a success at Y. You would have stayed at X and become mediocre, maybe. But because of that, life led you to something that ultimately became your magnum opus.
Yeah.
Your masterpiece, your greatest work. You know, so yeah, sometimes just trust the process. When something bad happens, don't always think of it as a bad thing. I mean, yes, you can see it as a bad thing, but it might be pushing you somewhere better.
Exactly.
Yeah. And coming from Rhyme and Reason.
Number 5.
Ang hindi nyo alam, I am the mastermind behind every eliminated contestant in this game because I play the dumb, nonchalant blonde girl character really well.
That's a smart way to play the game.
Very Parvati.
Yeah.
Look at me, I'm so sweet. I'm so flirty.
I'm such a sweetheart.
But, you know, cuts your
conniving
head off. Cuts your head off first chance she gets.
Yes.
From Nina Hidalgo.
Number 4.
Ang hindi nyo alam, alam ko na pinag-uusapan nyo ko behind my back. I just choose peace.
It's always good to choose peace sometimes.
I'm always like this. If I find out something, I usually keep it close to my chest. I would reveal it when the time is right. But I'm not the kind of person that, hi, sinabi mo daw ganito. What I do is I try to be smart about it.
Yeah.
If you're talking smack behind my back, I will let you keep on doing it. But this time around, I know that you're doing it.
Yeah.
So that I can, I don't know, not them and orchestrate. I wouldn't waste time orchestrating, catching them in the
air. Or watch yourself, like, from what you say to the person. Yeah.
Yes. And yung mga ganon, diba? So that you're more careful about what you say in front of certain people.
Yes, exactly.
From Queen of Deadma.
Number 3.
Ang hindi nyo alam, marami akong pera. Lagi ko lang sinasabi na wala akong pera para hindi ako inuutangan ng mga tao sa office.
Yeah, I mean, that's a thing.
It's a thing. I mean, you don't want to lie to them, but more like, I will not outwardly flaunt my wealth so that you don't borrow money from me. I will not be your go-to when it comes to, like...
As I was saying a while ago, my friend who got a call asking for a certain amount of money decided to basically act like there was a busy signal. So, there's a problem. Let me go find better signal.
Oh.
And then just neglected to answer the call again.
It's
after.
Like, you're breaking up.
You're breaking up.
I'm sorry. What are you talking about? You know, I did this once with my cousin.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. It was horrible. He was like, you do know that you're only cracking up after you complete the sentence, right? I was like, oh, have I been doing that? Because, like, if there's like interference, you're supposed to be like, oh, Mark, like fragments. Being the beginner, the amateur that I was like, oh, I can't hear you. Oh, I you seem to be breaking up. I was terrible at it. Because I didn't want to talk to him. So I was like, complete sentences in between static sounds. Yeah.
This is why we need to teach you how to lie, G.
It was terrible. And I, when he kind of like tried to catch me, I give up so easily. So it's like, you do know you're breaking up after every complete sentence, right? I'm like, really? I was? So booking na siya. All right, and for Mike Ferrer.
Number 2.
Ang hindi nyo alam, ang girlfriend ko now, ang first girl na na-meet ng parents ko.
Mm.
But, not the first jowa.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot.
The first girl, Jowa.
Oh.
So, okay. Siya yung first girl na Jowa na na-meet nila, but not the first Jowa. Akala nila first Jowa niya.
So, it's yung first that, Jowa baka pwedeng...
Not girl.
Not girl. Pwede boy.
At saka pwedeng Jowas. At, plural.
Yeah.
Malima, this is the first girl relationship.
But that's the thing, diba? Like, especially here in the Philippines, the whole conservative thing where your families are like, you have, you know,
or they might
parents
need some
who
time.
Don't want to know yet.
Yeah, they might need some time. You have to ease it in. Ease in the information.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it also depends on who this is coming from. Is this coming from a girl or a boy? Oh.
And the top.
And the top entry, number one.
Ang hindi nyo alam comes from Coco Hernandez.
Coco Hernandez says,
ang hindi nyo alam, ako ang gumawa ng lahat ng problema na ako din ang lumutas. Conveniently saving the day for everyone. Like you create the problem,
yeah.
And then here you come, the hero to save the day, not realizing that you planted that problem there. You know how like this was a thing before in, was it Australia or the U.S.? Like a bushfire?
Yes, Australia.
And then they found out that the people who started the fire, the arsons, were some of the firemen. And apparently it is a psychological illness. It's like, I need to be a hero. I can't be a hero if there is no fire. So let me create the fire so that I can put it out.
But that happens a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, if we go into your conspiracy theories and the whole...
Can you stop?
The whole pharmaceutical company.
Don't let...
Like, I mean, if you think about it, who knows?
Don't expose me. That's a conspiracy theorist. I'm not the conspiracy theorist. I just tend to consume conspiracy
theories.
Because
it comes out on your timeline.
It comes out on my
but
timeline.
But I tell you. It happens all the time.
All the time.
Just para pag-usapan.
That's true. Sometimes it
right.
happens. Sometimes it happens.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But there you go. That's our top 10 for this batch. We do have a couple more or maybe one because we do have a very special guest in the booth.
Yes, he is here
now. And we are so
now.
Excited.
Oh my gosh.
And we shall be talking to him in a while. We'll just set up our Facebook Live and then we'll be back with our final top 10 and our
yes.
special guest.
We'll be on Facebook Live in a little bit. If you have any questions, I'm sure you've seen our guest online. If
yes.
you are on at RX931 on Facebook X, and we will be coming on Facebook Live in a little bit. They'll keep it locked only here on The Monster.
The Morning Rush.
On The Monster.
Monster RX 93.1, and we are live on Facebook!
Yes, we are! Facebook.com/RX931. Come join us because we have a very special guest
with
us.
We have a very special guest. We are so excited.
We are.
All across the Southeast Asian pond. And we have a very, very special guest who will talk to us about... his latest show.
Well, I tell you, even before going live, we got messages from people on YouTube. Because
yes.
apparently on YouTube Live, they can see it even if you haven't gone live yet. So
oh.
there's this, Asria Montero says, wow, I can't wait. Even if I have school, I will listen. I have a crush on Peach.
Oh. Okay.
We have so many Filipino fans here listening in. So very excited to introduce all of you to Peach Bachata.
Yeah. Okay, as early as now, Michael was saying, Peach, my hormones are raging.
Oh my God.
Welcome to the RX booth, Peach.
It's a pleasure
oh
to be
my
here.
Gosh. I can't believe that I'm actually talking to this character that I'm watching on my iPad.
Yeah,
because you know? I'm in episode 3 of you found. Am I correct? Yeah, you already found your monk.
Yeah,
that's episode three. That's episode three. That's all I'll say because, but before we get into that, welcome to the Philippines.
Thank you.
And when were you here? When did you get to the Philippines?
I arrived yesterday, actually.
Yesterday.
At around 3 a.m.
So early.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, yesterday meaning yesterday or like last night?
Like, yesterday. This,
like, okay. Like not straight from the airport.
So, I didn't get to see traffic jam.
Not yet.
Yeah. So today, just a tiny bit, but...
Yeah.
Can I ask? You said you've been here before, right? In the Philippines. In terms of traffic jams, where is it worse? Here or over there? For you.
Equally bad.
Equally bad.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, our countries are very similar in many ways.
Oh, yes.
Like, Thailand and the Philippines were known for, like, having very hospitable people.
Yes.
Very friendly to foreigners. But also that we have monstrous traffic jams.
Yes, that's like a signature, you know.
That is like, you know, something that we do have in common. Yeah. We both love food. We're very food-centric as a...
Yeah, as a country,
as a people, as a country. And, you know, like, what is your first impression of the Philippines and Filipinos? Because you said you've been here a couple of more times.
Yes.
A couple of times in the past. It's like, what's your take on the Philippines?
Well, I like the food. I tried sisig.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I tried adobo and balut.
And we were talking about
balut.
This.
Yes, I'm a fan of balut. He loves balut.
I love balut.
Really?
Yeah. Not the actual bird. I like the yellow part.
Stop!
These people. Believe me when I say I don't. No, because it's, you know, you feel the veins and you feel the.
I thought you liked the veins.
We have a guest, Mark. We have a guest. Please behave.
Like, I'm also a huge fan of balut. Like, it's really funny because, like, I would actively look and search for it here in the Philippines. Especially if you, like, put enough salt or enough vinegar, you don't taste
it
as much.
The
chick. But, like, for example, in Thailand, I used to go and eat a lot of, like, the...
The worms? No.
The scorpions?
Oh,
or what?
I never
what
ate those.
Yeah.
The grasshoppers. The crickets.
Crickets. Yeah.
Cockroaches.
Yeah,
or what?
Not cockroaches.
Cockroaches.
Hey, I've tasted cockroach.
Where do you go in Bangkok?
Or was it... it was probably Cambodia. But yeah, there's like the different... I don't know. I enjoy trying different delicacies, especially in Bangkok when I go in... Like,
I bet you do. No. I mean like delicacies. Like delicacies. Yeah.
Is that a double meaning?
Exactly. No.
No. Absolutely. We don't do that on this show. So, okay. It's very exciting because like you have this new Netflix show, right?
Yep.
And we were asking you... How is it like doing a Netflix show compared to doing a show based in, let's say, in Thailand?
Oh, I love every minute of it.
Oh.
I would say it's very systemized.
Yeah?
Like, you have 12 hours of working.
Okay.
You know, like, oh, this is going to be the starting time. This is going to be like, we're done, right?
Okay.
Because normally in Thai, it's going to be 24 hours sometime.
Wow.
You know, depending on... the shootings call sheet, but I used to experience like shooting at 6 a.m. and finish at 8 a.m. but the other day
so it's more than 24 hours
and it's actually I learned that it's the same thing here
Oh my gosh. I mean I think it's getting better here a little bit because of some laws, but like I'm sure we all understand what you go through, and it's great, right? To finally be in a setting where
I'm really happy with that. I'm like, finally, there's something like systems.
You know, I actually think I watched a couple of episodes of one of your shows before. I got very interested with the title.
Oh.
Succeed?
Oh, yeah.
That was your first, right?
Yeah, that was my first.
That was your first.
Yeah. When I was 17, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's also on the streaming platform, right? That's also
on Netflix.
That's where I saw it. I was like, oh my gosh. Hey. And so, like, when I saw you, I was like, oh my gosh, I think I watched a couple of the episodes of that. Maybe I should continue watching it. Yeah. I'm a fan of that.
You know what? We were talking about it because I was asking Peach, like, how to pronounce Pachara.
Yep.
And I have always wanted to ask a Thai person this.
Mm-hmm.
Why do a lot of the Thai people, at least the characters,
mm-hmm.
have random English words okay. as their names? Like chair, table. Like in The Believers, like win, deer, golf. Like why is it's like it's almost like you just chose a random English word and made it your name.
I think it's because our name is so difficult to pronounce,
right?
So we need to have a nickname just for sake of like the saying.
Yes.
Because the name is too long.
Exactly.
But I think most of parents just naming things after
random. Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, I'm going to call you light bulb.
Yep.
You know, and I'm going to call you phone.
Yeah. Like, there's a guy literally called phone for real.
See? No, because in a lot of in the Thai shows that I watched.
Okay.
In a lot of the Thai shows that I watched.
Boring. Like,
I get to see like the most random, like everything is in Thai, and then suddenly there's like green and like, you know, characters that suddenly have like an English name. And I've always been curious why that.
I think we're not good at English. I think as a country, like before, like most Thai doesn't speak English at all, so we just name of something in English that we know.
Yeah,
because we think foreigners can pronounce it.
Exactly.
I think that's how it is.
Oh, okay. So why, like, would you know why you're called Peach?
Yeah, because my mom name in Thai is Orange.
No.
Yeah.
So your mom is Orange and her son is called Peach.
Hey, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh.
So her sister name is like, in Thai it's called Chompu, which means rose apple.
Okay. Oh, nice.
Yeah, and there's one called Gluay, means banana. So she keep it going. Peach.
Peach.
Yeah.
Hey, that's cool. Hey, Peach is a really good name.
It's a girl's name, you know.
But it is,
though. Yeah. Princess Peach.
Yeah.
Right?
I went to Disney World once. You know, I went to queue up at the Starbucks. So they asked my name. I was like, okay, Peach. And then there's a little girl looking at me like,
Peach?
For real?
Yes. Oh, I'm Chico. That's a fruit too. Fruit.
Really? Yeah.
Yes. Chico is a kind of fruit. It's a little. They call it. It's the fruit that smells like a drunk guy.
What?
No, because when somebody is drunk, they say Amoy Chico, which is translated smells like Chico, which is the fruit.
Oh my.
So it smells like alcohol, fermented alcohol. But it's a fruit. It's a little brown fruit.
But it doesn't have to be a drunk guy. It could just be a drunk person.
Yeah. But
yeah,
it's more common with drunk guys.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Yeah.
So tell us, okay, tell us a little bit about your character.
Yep.
The Believers.
In The Believers.
So I played as a guy called... Wait, that was 2 years ago. I need to think a bit. Game?
Yeah.
So he's a kind of quite reckless guy.
Yeah.
In the series, at the beginning, but then he progressed throughout the series.
Yes.
And it's a kind of like coming of age
story.
Series as well, that he learns a lot, that, you know, there's a lot of consequence out of the action, and then he becomes more and more grown ups throughout the series. But as a start, he's super reckless.
Mm-hmm.
He's come from a kind of upper middle class family.
Yeah.
And very sociable guy. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's okay. It's in the synopsis. You know, it has something to do with money and religion.
Yeah.
And so a lot of the scenes are shot in like temples.
Yes.
Now, I read somewhere, you have to give us some context on this. I read somewhere that you were an ordained monk for a couple of weeks.
Yes, I ordained for 1.5 months.
1.5 months?
Yeah.
Okay. So how did that happen?
It happened when I was 20.
Okay.
So to become a monk, you need to reach 20.
Okay.
But before that, you become, I would say, a junior monk.
Like a trainee.
Okay. Yeah. A monk in training.
Yeah. Yeah. Like less strict, right? So once I reached 20, out of the family dinner, I was like, Mom, I'm going to be a monk. And my mom was like, what? Like, how? You know, because it's a big thing in Thailand to become a monk.
Yeah.
It's like, most of your parents will ask you to be ordained.
Yeah.
Oh,
because
okay.
It's a belief system.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
If your kids become a monk, the parents going to heaven.
Oh, that's why. I had a friend also in Thailand who I went to school. Well, we competed.
Okay.
And he also became a monk. We competed in swimming. And then like I found out one day that he went on that journey. And I think it's very normal, right, in Thailand.
Yeah, it's like it's a kind of normal thing, but then you don't really say that you're going to be a monk.
It just
your
happens.
Parents will force you to be.
Really?
Yeah, they will ask you, like, can you do this for me and stuff. You know, but when I said that, my mom was like, really? Like, what's the problem? Like, that you want to be a monk, you know?
Yeah.
But then I was like, I really want to learn something. I want to know more about, you know, mindfulness.
Mm-hmm.
I want to learn more about self-awareness as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then she was like, okay, fine, go do your
thing. So you did?
Yeah, so I did.
And then, like, how did it end?
No, it just ended because I told the monk. No, it's confusing, monk and monk. So I told the monk that I'm going to be here for just like 1.5 months.
Oh, okay.
Because
like
I need to do other things.
Right, right,
yeah,
right.
So he's like, okay, just fine.
So did this experience help a lot? Because a lot of the scenes in the movie have to do with being in a temple, and a lot of the characters are monks. So were you able to, you know, apply a lot of that time, you know, being a monk?
It's like you understand more about
more?
How things are.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, that's a place that they do that.
Right.
This is like how you speak to the monk and stuff. So you kind of know a bit of this and that. But the characters in the series supposed to not know a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wait, let me ask. If you're a monk in Thailand, are you allowed, for example, to have a significant other?
Nope.
No, not allowed, right?
Oh, it's like being
it's
a priest.
It's like being a priest or a nun here.
No, because it was actually very, you know, that I found that very interesting because a lot of the first few Thai movies that I've ever watched were like scary movies, like Shudder and like,
Yeah.
You know, I mean, those are the first ever like Thai movies I've ever watched. So this is the first time that I'm actually seeing a lot of like the temple monk culture.
Yeah.
Like, you know, how you address them, right? That, like, there's a word that when you're talking to a monk, you're supposed to use this instead of that.
Yep.
And, like, that there's an abbot. I didn't know that. That there's an abbot for each temple.
Yeah.
And then how each temple would do things differently compared to other temples. So it's very educational. You know, it's a bit of a closer look at the... Because for us, when we go to Bangkok and we go from one temple to another... To us, it's like, oh, it's another temple. You know,
yeah.
It's the same thing. Only to realize that, no, it's not.
Oh, yeah,
very
it's
different.
Super different.
So each temple is different. And I guess that's very interesting for us.
Yeah.
For us who don't have, like, you know, a lot of Buddhist temples here.
I guess it's very much like churches, right?
Exactly.
From one church to the next, there's also a lot of history that comes with it, right?
It's a little bit different here and there, right?
Yeah.
So what would be, for you, the biggest challenge as an actor... Any aspect of the filmmaking process, what was the most challenging part for you when making The Believers?
I think it's like, it's a very thin line that we're telling our stories as well, because we don't want to come out as we're attacking the religion.
Yeah.
You know, because we just want to portray the real stories behind it. You know, we just want people to raise a question whether, like, is this happening as well? Because, you know, in Thailand, we don't really have, like, kind of monitoring systems.
Yeah.
They're governing the temple on how they use the money or where the money's come from. It's like, basically, in my theory, it's like we have our own Cayman Island, you know.
Yeah.
When the money goes in, it's gone.
It's gone.
So we just want people to raise a question, like, how can we make it more transparent. So it's a very fine line.
Yeah,
that, that we're telling, like, we don't want to come across as we attacking it, but we just want people to really get
ask questions.
Yeah,
and ask a question about it. So,
and your characters are very interesting because, you know, the three of you, you're the leads, but you, your characters were also victims, but at the same time, you're not exactly like super good because you know, you're trying to skim off of, you know, the religious beliefs of other people. So you're like, in Tagalog, it's called bida contra bida. It's like you're the lead, but you know, you're not exactly great people.
It's like anti-hero.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. So your characters are like, you're rooting for them, but you also know that
they're not,
what you're doing isn't
full-on
exactly
good.
Great, yeah. You know?
Which is great because there's a lot of things that you can do with it. Layers. Yeah. Right?
So kind of we play with audience as well, that it's like, do we really think that he's good, or, you know, it's a kind
exactly.
of, should we supported them
exactly.
or no? It's a kind of good question to raise as well, I think.
Yeah.
You know, you're very young, and you started very young, know, as a teenager. But like now that you're at your age, and I guess you will begin to be more adventurous
with your roles.
Roles that you that you want. What are the kind of roles that you want to sink your teeth in? Hypothetically, like, are there certain
dream roles
that you want to do?
I'm always a fan of action films.
Action films.
Yeah. Like, I never tried. You know, I tried horror already. I tried comedy, drama, but the action film.
If
not yet.
If you do an action film, would you do your own stunts?
I would. I would love to try
it's
that.
It's fun, no?
But you did, right? Like, you kind of, like, for one role, you, because of a lot of action scenes, that you kind of had to learn a little bit of martial arts in order to, so that you don't get injured?
Yeah, just tiny bits. Just, to,
just tiny bits?
Yeah, but it's not, like, really, really, like, fighting scene, you know, like.
You want a full-on action.
Full-on action.
Yeah.
And is it true that there was this one time that they thought you were still acting, but somebody was actually...
Oh, yeah.
Somebody was actually strangling you already. And they were like, oh, he's acting so well.
Yeah,
not realizing they were choking
out,
you already.
You passed out?
Yeah.
Oh,
it
my
was,
gosh.
It was a film called Countdown. It's a kind of like slasher film.
Okay.
So that's one scene that a guy was like... he wrapped me around with the Christmas light.
Oh no.
Right, so when we practice, that's a trick that you need to put one finger in so it doesn't block the way the
air.
But
so
he forgot to do that.
Yeah, he was too quick. And I can't really put it in like
anymore.
Oh no.
And I was like, okay.
And they said you were trying to tell them.
Yeah, because you can't really say things because it's blocking the air.
Yeah.
Right? So I was like, I'm going to say cut, but now I can't do it. And you know, I was moving my body and everybody was like, oh, his acting.
It's so good. Like, look at him. It's so convincing.
And now it's caught on camera.
And I passed out. So they're like, oh, shit.
Oh.
My gosh. Yeah. But yeah, so... You do know that if you do get like an action role, it's going to be times 10 that.
Oh yeah.
For example, Tom Cruise, he refuses to have a stuntman.
Do it all yourself?
He really wants do you want to go that extreme or maybe like just an action movie?
I would do a halfway of a stunt because I would love to do the stunt myself as well, but I don't think I have the experience or the knowledge
yet. Or just to make sure that you're safe, right? You don't want to injure yourself.
Like, for example, falling from a building.
No, because remember in a lot of the... In one Mission Impossible, they had to stop shooting for a bit because he broke his arm. And remember that one... I don't know which Mission Impossible it was. He jumped from one building to another and then he lands, like, on his arms. Like, he doesn't land. He lands, like... He's supposed to, like, latch onto the... Yeah. But when he did that, he broke his ribs.
Oh no!
Yeah, and they stopped filming for a couple of months to wait for him to recover. Whoa. And they kept that in the film, the actual jump.
Obviously, because that those shots are usually the most authentic.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
with Rust. Remember the guy who got shot, or the girl who got shot.
What?
Rust, the movie.
Oh yeah.
There was a.
Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin. Remember that? Where he
it's not even the actor, it's like the director of photography.
The cinematographer. The DOP.
Accidentally.
Yeah.
But like, you know what? Can we just read some comments? As Rhea says, I will translate into English because she said it in Tagalog. I don't care if I'm late. I will watch Peach because he doesn't come to the Philippines often. So
By the time now, you're already late.
And exactly.
You should go to the booth, say hi.
And Coco was saying, I love Thailand. The food is so good and healthy. That's rare in like tasty cuisine. And Chris was saying, hello, Mr. Peach. Mr. Peach. That sounds cute. Mr. Hi. Peach.
Yeah, and we actually have an avid listener who's a huge fan of Thai, BLs. And a lot of the series. Butter Baby.
Butter Baby was saying, I should have gone to the booth.
I should have gone to the booth.
You should.
Because she used to come, she comes here all the time, and she goes to Thailand to meet her favorite actors as well. So.
Oh, Miel says that you look like another Filipino actor.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, someone's asking, Coco Hernandez is asking, do you like peaches?
No.
Oh, really?
I don't eat fruit at all.
What?
Yeah.
You're like my brother.
What do you mean?
Really?
My brother does not eat fruit. Like zero fruit.
Even like the nice, like the easy to eat fruits, like watermelons or oranges?
No.
A guy named Peach who doesn't like eating fruit.
Yeah, I know. It's a weird thing, right?
Because to be fair, peaches are a little weird. No offense to your name. Because it's furry. Like the texture, like it's furry. It's like eating the skin.
Yeah.
Like there's a little like, fuzz.
Yeah, there's a fuzz.
That's why they call it peach fuzz, right? Because there's a little bit of a texture.
So you don't like eating fruit, but if it's presented to you, do you still like take a bite or not at all?
No.
Like it's one of those like zero.
I would if you put a gun to my head.
It's
other than that.
You're like my brother. I've never met anyone like my brother.
Even dried fruits?
Not at all.
I'm gagged.
I mean, I tried before, but I don't really like it. I mean, I don't like that kind of sweetness, you know.
So. Oh. Okay, that's
it's
so
a
unique.
Thing, apparently. Hey.
That is so unique.
Hey, it's so funny. This is the first time I'm meeting someone like my brother. Exactly like my brother. Like
so,
my,
you know, it's interesting because, you know, usually when we have a guest, we play games. So now we're playing the eat the fruit game. So no, I'm just joking.
I would literally like
to I'm just joking.
We'll let you taste Chico.
Even
the fruit. The fruit.
Yeah,
the fruit.
Even mangoes?
Yeah.
Even Thai mangoes? Those are delicious.
I love Thai mangoes.
I love Thai mangoes. So no?
I don't like any mangoes. Is that a crime?
No, it's not a crime. I mean,
the fruit police is outside. Handcuff this guy.
The fruit police.
Right. The fruit police.
Yeah. So,
okay,
you know what? We were actually talking a while ago. Like, we were asking, because like Miss Saigon is here in the Philippines. So we have like this musical theater.
Yeah.
Revolution. I asked about musical theater in Thailand and how it's going over there, and it's not much of a
it's not popular at all.
But you would love to try it out in the future. Like, do you have any roles that you would like to explore?
Ooh.
If you would, because I know you're a singer.
I want to do. If it's me, I want to do Hamilton.
Hamilton.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
That's such a good show.
Oh, yeah. I watched it once in the States. Amazing, man.
So good, no?
Yeah.
They came here last year. So, the Australian cast. And it was so good. So good. That's like dream roles for a lot of people.
Yeah,
it's, you know what? It's always great to...
Because you are very, very well-rounded. You know, you're an actor. You sing. You know, you're a businessman. Business mogul, but you know you're so good at so many things. But what would you say is your greatest passion?
Because
you know you said earlier that you never really saw yourself as an actor until you got cast in you know your role. So like overall, singing, acting, business, you know, among the many other things that you do, what is your like one greatest passion, would you say?
I think I'm more like my greatest passion, it's about, it's not really like I don't define myself as, yeah, you know, an actor, mm-hmm, you know, as a business person or whatsoever, you know, I'm just having that kind of like itch, that's all, you know, like,
oh
yeah, like I need to do this, so I'm just like, okay, I gotta do it.
Is there an aspect, like, I don't know, maybe like a hobby, a career, a sport or something that you've always wanted to do? Because you seem to me like the person who, if you find something that piques your curiosity, you'll go for it.
Yeah.
Is there something you haven't done yet that you would love to try?
Ooh. I want to try, as of now, I want to try racing, actually.
Oh?
Yeah.
Really? Like, yeah, racing what?
Like, kind of like...
Car?
Yeah, cars? Car.
Oh!
Yeah.
Like motorsport, F1 kind, yeah, of thing? Oh my gosh. The need for speed. Okay.
Yeah. Time for a drag go-kart race.
Oh, so you have tried that?
Yeah, I tried go-kart before. And then... My dad really wanted me to be a racing driver when I was really young. And then I was like, oh nope, gosh, I'm going to play game. And I was like, I should have said yes.
So Peach, do you have any mall shows or any big shows coming up here in the Philippines? Because like, there are a lot of, like Astria says, gusto ko, I really want to see Peach after class.
Oh,
does he have a mall show, or does he have anything for fans to come and watch, or fan meet and greet? Or
right now we have The Believers on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Now it's on.
Yes.
I'm going to be having a new show as well, starting shooting soon, with Bai Fern.
Oh, okay.
One of the Thai actors.
Yeah. No, I know this girl. Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I think we're going to be at the end of the year, next year.
Okay.
And there's a film coming up as well. I'm not sure it's going to be here, but it's going to be in Thailand. It's going to be out, I think in July or September, something, yeah, around there. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So,
yeah,
so many things happening, and we're so happy that we're actually having a meet and greet.
Yeah, we got Peach to actually meet Peach while he was here.
I know,
that's
right?
Fantastic. I'm excited. I'm ready to go and check out The Believer.
You know, you should. You really should. It's very interesting. It's not what I was expecting because it starts out very like techie computer.
Yeah.
So I thought it was going to be one of those like computer kind of like, you know, kind of IT kind of story, and then it swerves and you're like, whoa, okay. And then before you know it, you're like running around looking for temples, and you're, yeah, like, oh, where is this taking me, this journey? And so many people actually were saying that they have finished the series, oh, and they were saying, oh wow, like very surprising where it takes you. So that's the kind of series I like watching.
Yeah, like Angelo or Angela is asking if there's a season 2 coming up.
Well, right now it depends on
how well it does.
How well it does.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Usually that's how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's also exciting to note that you are the franchise owner, is it, of Potato Corner?
Oh, in Thailand.
In, yeah, Thailand.
In Thailand.
In Thailand.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's very, very Pinoy. Because we're so like, yeah, it's such a staple here.
It's a very big staple here in the Philippines. So
now it's starting to be a thing in Thailand as well.
Right?
Like
people flavored fries
actually really love it.
Yeah.
Now if they want fries, they go to Potato Corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what's so amazing, because for somebody who's so young, you've done so many things that people could only dream of doing in a lifetime. And at such a young age, you have movies and series, and you have a band, and you have like businesses left and right, and like, wow. Okay, so you know what, we wish we could like keep you longer, but would you like to invite all of our listeners listening to us on the radio, watching us on Facebook Live, to check out The Believers?
Yeah. I think it's a series that It will pique your curiosity.
It will.
I think it will allow you to learn more about our culture as well.
Yes.
And I think it will raise a lot of questions about, you know, how could we make religions better, mm-hmm, as well.
True.
You know, it's not just Buddhist.
Yeah.
And it's not just, it could be applied to all kinds of religions.
Exactly.
You know, that
all states.
Yeah, that we should be looking after them better.
Mm-hmm.
How could we spot the cracks, you know, in the system? Mm-hmm. And then how could we help it becomes better? So I think it should resonate well here as well. You know?
How can we make sure that people don't take advantage of them? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think that's fantastic. And I think it's also very important to really see the different cultures from around the world. And as we were talking about a while ago, right, how before it was all the U.S., all the U.S. shows, all the U.S. movies, all the U.S. everything. But now, with the streaming platforms, we are able to see into the cultures of different countries like Thailand and Korea and just other countries that we would only previously have dreamed to understand. So
I think if things performing well, I think we could be seeing, like, you know, a lot of countries in Southeast Asia merge together to do some kind of content as well, and I think that should be a great thing.
Who knows? Right? You know, that might be like a, you know, the, because it opened, you know, all these streaming platforms opened up the global audience.
Yeah.
What would have been such a local hit can become like a regional hit, and then before you know it, global hit.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, very interesting. So yes, please check out The Believers with Peach Bachara. And thank you very much for coming over to the station.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh my gosh. And we hope to see you again. Please.
Next time. And
next time you're in the Philippines.
And we're very excited to come check out your show on Netflix. And there you go. That's the end of The Morning Rush. Thank you so much for joining us, each and every single one of you. We love you all, and thank you, Peach.
Thank you, Peach.
Have a great time in the Philippines.
Thank you.
See you again tomorrow, everyone.
We'll see you guys.
Bye.
Bye.